The Organic Odyssey, a gardener's journey from clay to loam, one man's humorous pursuit of the perfect garden, by Michael Gigande. If someone says, if you're going to go, go big, should you listen? Well, my wife and I did when we bought our 117-acre abandoned farm in Middle Tennessee. It was more scrub and trees than cultivable land, but hey, we were up for a challenge. The farmhouse was a fixer-upper, to say the least. Holes in the roof, sketchy wiring, and no indoor plumbing. But with the spirit of adventure, and perhaps a touch of naivety, we dove right in. Being a city kid didn't stop me from dreaming of a bountiful vegetable garden. Armed with determination and a few hand tools, I carved out an acre of scrubby ground near the house. The soil was red clay mixed with rocks the size of softballs, not exactly a gardener's dream. Rock removal became my daily workout routine. I'd wheelbarrow them off to the ravines, dreaming of slowing down erosion and reclaiming the land. But those rocks seemed to multiply like rabbits every time it rained. Refusing to use chemical fertilizers, I embarked on an organic odyssey. Tobacco waste, chicken manure, you name it, I tried it. Let's just say, my tomatoes had quite the roller coaster ride, drooping one day and thriving the next. But amidst the trial and error, I stumbled upon a simple solution, nature itself. Maple leaves, grass clippings, the very things I used to burn became my garden's best friends. They transformed the stubborn clay into rich, loamy soil. And so, with a little common sense and a lot of perseverance, I learned that sometimes less is more, especially during rush hour traffic with a truck full of chicken manure.